The next morning, Luke reflected that one of the virtues of living as a Jedi was that packing was really easy. A lightsaber, a bag for a few changes of clothes, his kit of tools, parts, and meters for maintaining his artificial hand, a data pad stuffed with data and popular literature, and not only was he packed, but his quarters were almost empty as well. He looked around his bedchamber and found it nearly bare. All that remained were shelf items, hollows of his life with Mara, knickknacks acquired during his years of travel or sent to him by admirers, a few articles of clothing he had decided to leave behind. The thought that the room might remain empty, unchanged for the entirety of his sentence, or that the room might be needed and reassigned, with the remainder of his things swept into a small bag and stored, scrubbing his presence out of the temple like one last stain, was depressing. He had to go, and soon, and that fact alone was enough to make him want to stay. His door chimed. He called, "Enter," and moved into the small living chamber. The main door slid open, revealing Silgal. The Mon Cal master nodded her respects. She entered, allowing the door to shut behind her.
"When not studying Valen's test results, I have spent time in the last few days looking for references to odd behavior matching Valen's or Seth's, and I have found something."
She tilted her head, as if recollecting, and her next words were in a different tone of voice. Luke suspected she was quoting.
"Though I have lived among humans for many years, some of the differences between our ways choose not to fade into irrelevance. The electroencephaloscan, for example, would be considered a grave and very personal intrusion by my kind. Fortunately, my order knows of a means to keep even it at bay. Unfortunately, when utilizing it, we cannot demonstrate that we have functioning brains."
Luke snorted, amused. "Who were you quoting?"
"Jedi Master Plo Koon."
Luke considered. Plo Koon had been a Jedi in the last years of the Old Republic, had died, in fact about the time Luke was being born, one of the many victims of Emperor Palpatine's Order 66. He was a Keldor, a member of a species that was not often seen out in the galaxy at large. They were not oxygen breathers and had to wear special breathing masks when visiting most other inhabited worlds. Why was that quotation so difficult to find? With anyone else, he'd be worried that his question sounded like a criticism, but Silgal had no human neurosis that made her prone to interpret offhand remarks as complaint.
"It was not transcribed as searchable data in our archives. It was a recording of an interview between Plo Koon and a Jedi Knight who was assembling a documentary project on the species represented within the Order. He, too, was a victim of the Purge, his project unfinished. I have been using automated vocal translation software against holo-recorded materials, searching for a list of keywords related to Valen's situation, and this morning's pass flagged the word electroencephaloscan in this entry."
Good work. Was there anything else useful in that interview? Silgal twisted her body from side to side, a Mon Cal simulation of a human shaking of the head.
"That appears to have been, for Plo Koon, a humorous aside, and the subject was not further explored."
He said, "My order knows of a means." Who was he referring to? It couldn't have been the Jedi Order, since we've found no other reference to the technique, and since he was talking to another Jedi.
"He would have said our order."
Silgal tilted her head. Familiar with her ways, Luke took it as a gesture of self-appreciation. Some human nuances of speech were still difficult for her, even after all her years among them. "Yes." Luke pulled his data pad from his belt pouch and flipped it open. As he used it to access the temple computer archives, he realized with a pang that this might be the last time he would do so, for many years, or perhaps ever. He scanned Plo Koon's service file. He knew many of its details already. His own studies had made him very familiar with the career of his own first master, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Obi-Wan's teachers and confidants. Obi-Wan's master, Qui-Gon Jinn, had been a close friend of Plo Koon. But Plo Koon's record offered few leads. It mentioned no other order to which the long-dead master might have belonged, though Luke knew there was one prospect more likely than any other. Luke snapped the datapad shut. I'm guessing he was referring to the Barondo sages. He might have studied with them before joining the Order, which means that's a trail 80 or 100 years cold. I might as well make the sages the first stop on my grand tour. He frowned. There's no record of Jason visiting them, but his travels are badly documented. I'm going to hope for the best. I just wish I had time to trace all of Valen's movements to see if he's had any contact with the sages.
I have time, and I have access to the full Order archives.
I couldn't ask you to do that, and as an exile, I'm not supposed to have access to Order resources.